I wanted to write a book, and very objectively, as far as I possibly could, putting aside any preconceptions that there might be in my mind, what does the evidence actually show? I decided I'd write the book deliberately from the standpoint of a spiritual agnostic, not from the point of view of a preconceived and settled prejudice that sought to persuade everyone to propagandize from a position of unchallengeable certainty. Not to do that, A, because I thought it the wrong thing to do, and B, because my own inner position didn't justify that, but rather from where I think most people in modern society are, which is namely uncertain, skeptical, unwilling to make any intellectual or emotional commitment without explicitly being shown the evidence and being convinced it is strong enough to believe it. I think the old reliance on authority, whether it's the church or the state or dogma, has gone. I think the last 300 years of scientific achievement, which have been truly absolutely remarkable, has led to the view, which is going in the other direction, that unless science says it, you really can't believe it. I think science and religion are inextricable. They have to be consistent, but I think they represent very different paradigms of human experience, and I think both are extremely important. Does that answer your question?
Yes, sure does. What has British theoretical physicist Stephen Hawking ever come forward about our existence, do you know?
Well, Stephen Hawking, in his book, I'm just trying to remember, the title is a very famous book, concludes, A Short History of Time. He concludes in his last paragraph, if we could only scientifically uncover the theory of everything, that by which he means something which is far narrower, which is to combine a theory which brings together the strong and the weak nuclear force, the electromagnetic force, and the forces of gravity. Those are the four fundamental forces underpinning the universe. If only they could be brought together in one single theory, then we will finally uncover the face of God.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's an absurd statement. I think he's completely misunderstood the nature of religion. And I also think it is a very pretentious statement, because I don't believe human beings ever will finally uncover the absolute utter truth about everything. I think we're continually finding out more and more about the universe. I always amused when I was preparing for this book about the man who was working in the patent office in Switzerland, I think in 1884, and insisted that it should be closed down because all the scientific discoveries that could be made had already been made. And of course, we now know, the whole quantum physics, quantum mechanics didn't even start till just after that in 1899 with Max Planck in Berlin. And of course, Edwin Hubble in 1929, who showed the expanding universe, with the galaxies flying away from each other at an incredible speed. I mean, more and more of the universe is being opened up, and we still don't know the meaning of dark matter, for example, which we know is there, because if you look at all of the stars and the planets in the universe, they in no way can account for the operation of all of those bodies. There are other forces which we cannot see, presumably because there is no light, but there is dark matter, whatever you call it, which is there in enormous quantities, probably 90% of the universe, and we don't even yet know what it is. So what I'm saying is science is a marvelous instrument by verification and falsification. It is continually expanding our horizons. We should encourage it, support it, we should learn from it. But the idea that human beings, in their hubris, believe that they will ever be masters of the universe and understand everything, I don't believe that.